8:36 on Connect FM in your Friday morning connection. That is a good Friday morning connection, and it's time right now on this Friday to have our Tri-County Insider News Week in review. Mm-hmm. So Bronson's here. Hey, Bronson.
Well, hello, Dan. Happy April, everyone. And we're getting there. It's spring. It's almost Easter. Mm-hmm. It is a good Friday.
It sure is. And lots of rain. Of course, those spring-type showers. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't want to roll out any more. I know you hate to hear this, Bronson, but you can't roll out any more snow because we've always had a day or two in April where we get some of it.
I heard Easter Sunday night, we might get a little bit of mixed.
Yeah, so there's always that possibility. Well, we like to go back over the past week and review the Tri-County Insider News, which is what Bronson specializes in, since he's our news director here. And we're going to begin, Bronson, why don't we, with the top stories of the week.
Sure, our top stories of this week. The first one is that the Clearfield Sheriff's Department, they were searching for a wanted man. They say that 39-year-old Logan Hollenbaugh, he is described as 5'7", 180-pound white man with brown hair and eyes. Well, he was wanted out of the Sheriff's Department for felony endangering the welfare of children and recklessly endangering another person. They ask if you have any information to contact the Sheriff's Department at 814-765-2641 or 814-765-1533.
And I believe you still have Hollenbaugh's photo up online at connectradio.fm.
That is correct.
As well as the gentleman that went missing here just in the last couple of days. So if you're listening, you may want to check that out at connectradio.fm.
Yes.
All right. What else do we have as a top story?
Other top story came out last Friday, and it was a Houtsdale woman that was killed in a semi-truck crash. This happened on State Road 153 in Woodward Township, and that happened on last Wednesday afternoon, where police say that she crossed the median and struck an oncoming semi-truck. Authorities say that she was pronounced dead at the scene. However, there were no other injuries reported at the crash. We haven't really learned much more information as to what could have caused this.
Yeah.
But police say they're still investigating.
Nor have we received the person's name, right? Okay. Interesting. Okay. How about another one, since we're kind of clipping along pretty good here?
Our next one also came out last Friday, and it has to do with Treasure Lake.
Yes.
We talked to Ed Clark here on the Contact program way long ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, yep.
And this is more or less what he had to say about what's going on in Treasure Lake, and their focus for this year, which he says really is coming down to more road work and more projects, which is why you might be seeing increased fees.
Yeah, one of the discussions on that Contact program, I remember it well, Ed was talking about how when the roads were first built out at Treasure Lake, they were built in a very, shall we say, inexpensive manner. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it has led to a lot of upkeep and maintenance required. Yes. So I know that's a big item for especially those people that need to traverse those roads each day, which at a couple of times in my lifetime, I had lived at Treasure Lake. So I know what they're referring to. All right, Bronson, let's go into our next category. These would be the stories that our listeners interacted with the most over the past week. What you got there?
Well, this one keeps popping up as most interacted. There was a break in a week there, but it's our weekly gas price update.
Okay.
Last week when we did it, we saw that places like Jefferson County, Clearfield, and Elk all went up by almost 20 cents. Mm-hmm. Well, that was last week. And it was very similar again this week, which I expect to see a lot on it again.
Sure.
And we're hitting that point where state averages, as well as Clearfield and Elk County, have hit over $4 a gallon.
Right. And we're now probably at least at a dollar higher, and that may even go a little bit more as things continue on with the war in Iran. And we'll just see how that goes. But Always, the gas price is always a big story.
We'll always get a lot of interaction.
No doubt. My guess is that the second most interacted with story could also be one that we get frequent interaction with. Am I correct?
Actually is not.
No, okay.
This one came from State Representative Mike Armanini.
Okay.
For a conference that he held last week.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all about at the Elk County Visitor Center in Benzette. And really, where are all the elk is the question.
Yeah.
Experts say, well, the food isn't in the areas where people can view anymore. They're over somewhere else getting whatever that they eat, the clovers and whatever that is. And people are upset because that brings a lot of tourism to the area. Before I even moved to this area, I lived in Jamestown, New York, and I went to Benzette like once a year at least to see the elk.
Right.
So really a lot of people were concerned over what this could do to the local economy. Mm-hmm. So ultimately the plan is to plant more of that vegetation and watch them move back in hopefully the next couple of years.
Yeah, for sure. And State Representative Armanini, when he was in here last Friday for our chat together, and he was talking about the meeting, which had taken place the prior night. One of the interesting things that he talked about was the fact that last year we had such a dry spell. A lot of that vegetation that the elk like to eat kind of dried up. So they've had to plant more of it in those areas. And it may take a little while, too, to draw the elk back into the viewing areas. Mm-hmm. But there is a big effort to get that rectified. But bottom line is, you can grow clover for an elk, but you can't lead elk to the clover.
That is definitely true.
All right. Let's take one more story, one more most interacted with story.
Sure. Well, this one comes from the big one out of the Dubois City Council meeting this week. And it's really a plan to boost the downtown and how that's going. This is called a Business Improvement District, or called shortened as BID. And this would make all of the business owners and property owners in a designated area, which hasn't been chosen yet, they would pay an additional fee, and that would go towards projects that they themselves would choose. This is very preliminary steps right now. No action has been taken on it, but really they're looking for input from the property owners in the downtown area of Dubois, as well as the business owners, to see if this is something that would interest them. While there were quite a few at the meeting, that a lot of them did say things like they wanted a more detailed plan, they wanted to know how much this would exactly cost them, and a lot were also cautious with really how much this could put them in financial strains.
Right. And of course, that's a big concern, especially with the increase recently of taxes and water rates and different things like that. And they've got to balance all that out with the possible growth of business. And so we'll see where that leads. And I know that, like you said, it's just in the preliminary stages, and we'll continue tracking that.
Which very much, they just want to hear from all of you out there just to see if this is even something that's wanted.
Yeah, and we will continue providing updates on that. All right, the time has arrived, Mr. Bronson. We want to hear, and we are waiting patiently to hear what you have chosen as your story of the week. Let's get Bronson's choice here.
I thought we were waiting patiently. Okay.
Maybe not so patiently.
This one came from today's news. We kind of mentioned it earlier, but I thought it was important to say once again that the Clearfield County State Police, they're asking for your help in locating a missing man. This is 22-year-old Lane Strike. He's pictured on connectradio.fm. And police say he was dropped off at Leather Lumber in Kearnesville on Tuesday morning, but he never clocked into work. And they later found a couple of his belongings, including his hoodie, work vest, and key fob along the Riverwalk in Clearfield. Police say they believe that he's in the State College area, but really just keep an eye out for him. And if you do see him, to call Clearfield State Police.
Absolutely. All right, Bronson, thank you for your work. Thank you for providing that selection of your top story of the week, and also all the other investigation. I hope you have a wonderful Easter, and we'll get back at the top stories and the most interacted with stories next Friday. Sound good?
Sounds like a plan. I hope everyone has a nice one. And keep an eye out on our socials tomorrow. You might see something from a few Easter egg hunts.
Okay.